Welcome to this episode of Ad Agency Live. Now, before we actually get into this episode, I just wanted to personally thank you for taking the time to come check us out. We really appreciate our listeners. You guys mean the world to us, and you are the reason why we are creating this content. And I would also like to invite you to come check out ProfitableAds.com. That is actually our agency. So what we do is we help businesses such as yourself cut acquisition costs by up to 50%, meaning you can get people into your business using paid advertising for half the price. Now, you can't just pay us to do this work for you. We actually have what's called a partner program. And if you have an active business that is making money and you would like to cut your cost per acquisition and use online advertising to leverage for your business, I highly recommend that you come check us out at profitableads.com/apply or just profitableads.com and click the apply button. And I look forward to talking to you soon. Now, enjoy this episode of Ad Agency Live. Thanks. Welcome, fellow marketer, to Ad Agency Live with Zach Radford. And today, we're going to learn another amazing marketing tactic grow your business. Let's get into it. Hey, how's it going, guys? Zach here with Profitable Ads. Now, today I want to show you exactly how to get your e-com conversion up. And we're going to do that by building a community, taking your business to that next level. So there's a lot of businesses out there, okay, a lot of communities where somebody has a brand and they're trying to build something around it, but it's not quite working out. I'm gonna give you a couple of ways that you can help increase your conversion and add social proof to your site by building an amazing community. Okay, so first off, the first thing that you wanna do to build a community is pick a hashtag. So it could be like hashtag your company rocks, hashtag your company, hashtag maybe there's some sort of inside slang in your industry that you could use that people could associate with you and your brand. So why do you want to get your own hashtag? Well, the reason you want to get your own hashtag is because Instagram is a great spot to share images, especially on e-commerce. More and more shopping is taking place on Instagram. And let's say, for example, I'm looking to purchase your product. I go to Instagram and I see on a lot of your posts on social that you have a hashtag with your brand name in it or something special specifically related to you. I click on that and then I see a bunch of people that have purchased your product and your service, and you're able to flip through that and be like, wow, okay, this is obviously working. I'm not even gonna think about it. I'm just gonna buy it because it A, solves a problem that I have, or it's super cool, or whatever the case, whatever the reason is that I need it and I trust them now because all these other people also trust them. So a way you can actually implement that into your product page is there's a whole bunch of plugins out there that allow you to display your Instagram photos and images on your product page. Now, sometimes you see that in a sidebar. So if there's like a sidebar on your site like this, you can display it here, for example, or some people can display it at the bottom of their page right here. It's not supposed to be right front and center. Some people I've seen also, they'll have a bar that goes right across the bottom of their page like that. So even on mobile, it'll shrink it down and it shares their community. And it'll literally say something like, hey, join our community, blah, 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 blah. Use, after you make your purchase, use hashtag your company rocks or whatever that is to really build that community. Okay, so that's number one. Get a hashtag and get your clients using it and posting pictures with the products and services, because it'll give you so much social proof that it'll break down a ton of barriers. Now, recommendation number two for starting a community around your brand. Now, just kind of like a side note here, the reason you want to start a community around your brand is because once people associate you with their daily life and they feel like they're a part of something, they're gonna go above and beyond to purchase from you. It's not gonna be just like, oh, I need new shoes again, or oh, I need this again. It's like, oh, did you see, like, so for example, companies that have done this really well, Nike, like look at all the sneakerheads. There's like a sub community. Another company, Supreme as well, clothing. This is very popular in clothing because it's like a status symbol. So it's like, I'm a part of the club and then it's limited edition. There's lots of ways to build a community. And Instagram was the first one. Number two, I want to talk to you about Facebook groups. Now, you may be thinking, why Facebook group? Why would I want to do a Facebook group? That is like a treasure trove of information for you and your business. You can add content and value to all these people on a daily basis and basically control their feed. When done right, you will be the first thing they see in the morning and the last thing they see before they go to bed, making them the perfect person to purchase from you when they need your product or services, or when you have a sale or something else going on. But what it does is it levels the playing field and it makes the purchase process to be on like a one-on-one thing. Like, so let's say, for example, I had a Facebook group, and you can put a link on your page to that as well. I would actually put it on the thank you page and the thank you email and say, hey, thank you for your purchase. Come join our group. And then within that group, you could have all different types of stuff. You could have industry-related memes, gifts, and all different types of things that are kind of funny and jokey that your community would get and understand. But more importantly, you can add value to them. How different ways to use your product, different styles, different things. Like, how can they use your product and they can learn? Now, let's say you had a big sale coming up. You have 1,000 people in this Facebook group that you've been adding value to for the last, like, just say you've been adding value to them. You go in there and then you do a commercial post where it's like, hey, guys, I know I've been showing you all these cool things. Things have been great. And you go on a Facebook Live and you explain to them, like, we're having a huge sale. The sale only happens once a month, once a year, whatever the deal is, like, why ever it's so special, come check it out. Everybody that's been consuming your content will then see that and jump on it and take a look at it. It's another source for you to drive traffic. And as the comments start to roll in, I would buy, but the price is too much. I would buy, but I can't see the product image, or it's not loading on my device, or it's like all these problems. And you can answer these problems. You don't have to do it yourself. Get your support staff in there to answer their questions and help them out and really make your conversion rate go up because you're listening to them. You're making your product service product better. You're making your everything, every aspect of your business can be made better by listening to your customers. And the best way to listen to your customers and get them to trust you is to build a community. Okay, guys, hopefully you enjoyed that. And if you have any questions, comment down below, press the like button, and I look forward to chatting. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks.